All right, wide receiver, who will stand out on the drills, Fran?
John Ross. We mentioned him at the very top of the show last week. He ran a 4.25 a year ago at spring testing for Washington. He told Emily Kaplan of MMQB a couple weeks ago that he ran a 4.3 flat laser time. So very, very excited to see how high John Ross is able to get this 40-yard dash. I think that he's probably the most explosive player in this draft class. Very excited to see him run.
Yeah, and I think from a wide receiver perspective, I'm going to go to a guy that Charles Davis mentioned last week, and that's USC wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, because his explosiveness is through the roof. He was a tremendous athlete, of course, at USC. Really want to see him come out because I think he's the prototype at wide receiver. He's around 6'2", 215. He's got the body. He's got the explosiveness. Let's see him put it all together here in Indy.
Everyone is expecting John Ross to put up big numbers, a player who I think will do almost as well and start generating more buzz, especially towards maybe high day two, possibly low end of round one. Carlos Henderson of Louisiana Tech, Paul Turner's former teammate. I'm going to go with him there. So who are we most anxious to see, however, in Indy? Fran.
I think there's a ton of receivers on day two that a lot of people are excited about. You've mentioned some of them already. Chris Godwin comes to mind. And when I watched Godwin, the player that I watched immediately afterwards was from Florida State, Travis Rudolph, 6'1", 192, a little bit, right around the same size as Godwin. Rudolph moves a lot better, and he was a former number one recruit as a receiver, came in, did a lot of the dirty work for the Seminoles, was a special teams guy, was a good blocker. He's more fluid than you would expect most 6'1 receivers, so I'm really, really anxious to see how he will run.
Yeah, Fran, and I'm really anxious to see Zay Jones in Indianapolis. He's quickly becoming a fan favorite after his performance at the Senior Bowl, both in the game and at practice. During that week of practice, tremendous at getting off the ball, making plays down the field. So let's see him now take it a step further here at the Combine. Really looking forward to see how much Zay Jones can help his stock this week.